my boss called me too. Dan and Dan, I called and they said that you guys are coming down to talk to me.
Actually, we're talking to him.
Well, Sergeant Maxfield said
explain who we are. I'm Sergeant Lorenzen with the Sheriff's Department. This is my partner, Rob Davidson. We'd like to talk to you if we could on this whole thing. Can I get a statement from you?
I'll listen for a little while.
You listen for a little while? Okay. Well, there are some things that happened, okay, that led up to what you getting shot. We'd like to talk to you about that, but since you are in custody, what you need to do is read you your rights first, okay? You understand that part of it?
Silent. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you say may be used against you in court. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. You have the right to the presence of an attorney before and during any questioning. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. If you cannot afford to hire an attorney, one will be appointed for you free of charge before any questioning if you want. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you're willing to listen to us and kind of discuss the situation if that's what happens?
Yes.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're trying to figure out kind of what happened. So, we're trying to kind of figure out what took place that night, what people were maybe thinking. I don't know if maybe you were in a bad spot. Sounds like maybe you kind of made a couple errors in judgment in terms of, something about a lighter. And we're kind of trying to get some clarification from you on that, you told them that you had a lighter or it would look like a gun, or we're not really sure. So that's why we kind of wanted to hear from you what was going on around that. And
there was never any gun.
Never any gun? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you that we really thoroughly searched the area, and you're right, we didn't find one, okay? So there's no one's going to try to beef you on that and to say there is, okay? We've already searched it, and we're satisfied that there was no gun. So I want you to understand that there's no... we're not trying to beef you and say you did have one. You apparently made some reference that you did or pretended like you did, but there really wasn't. Okay, was that the case?
Yeah.
Was it just kind of one of those situational things where your heart's racing? Is that what kind of took place? Yeah? Kind of in a bad spot right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What,
let's get back to some of the basics. How come, first of all, how come you split? What? You know why you split from the officers? Huh? You don't know why you split? Were you drunk or high or something like that? Was there a problem?
Talk, you're hurting, starting to hurt again? Okay. Maybe we can come back later and talk to you when you're feeling a little better?
Maybe.
Okay. You need a thing? You need a draw?
I was coughing.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we do this, and we'll check back with you, okay? We're going to give you some time, and we'll check back in with you, all right? We're going to respect that you said you don't feel like talking right now. You're in a bad spot, so we're certainly not going to try to push anything. Is that reasonable? Yeah? You feel good about that?